Welcome to Homemaker Chic Stripped, where we are hyper-focusing on some very important topics for the homemaker. Today, it may be an unsexy one that you don't want to talk about, but too bad.
Too bad.
The food production for the homemaker is relentless. It doesn't matter if you're single, living in an apartment, taking yourself meals to your job, or you've got a dog that you've got to feed, right? Everybody has to eat.
A goldfish. If you have a goldfish, you need to meal plan. So unsexy.
It's so unsexy. But at the same time, there is nothing that's more sexy than a homemaker who's in front of these things, right? We talk about this all the time. Nobody likes the hot mess.
Right. As much as we like glamorize it in the culture, you know, the messy bun and the hot mess. Ha ha, I'm a hot mess.
Yeah.
I think most of us would prefer to not be that person.
And again, we don't like to think about how the sausage is made, but you guys, meal planning is how the sausage is quite literally made.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the non-sexy piece of the puzzle that makes so much else in our homes function and be beautiful and look beautiful and feel beautiful and welcoming and calm and peaceful and all these important things.
Yes. Meal planning, it's like this, it's like a key.
It is.
It's almost magic.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. When you dial it in and you get it right, this is your magic button. If there was one to push, that doesn't mean you don't have to work. But it is as close as it gets for the homemaker. So we're going to deep dive into meal planning today, the logistics of it, the practicality of it, the personality, the way that we all kind of make it work for ourselves, meal ideas, what makes it easier, all those sorts of things. Look, I know you don't want to listen to this because you're going to be like, I don't want to do it. All right? But this is good for you, homemakers. And Angela and I are going to focus on bringing you these pockets of information that you can take literally from listening to this podcast, implement them in your home, and actually make progress as a homemaker. That's kind of the goal, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You spoke. We've been seeing your DMs. We've been watching your DMs and emails for the last few years. And you want specifics, and we're going to give them to you. We're going to give you takeaways with each episode that you can just turn right around and bring into your very own art of homemaking.
That's right. And we're going to keep the episodes a little shorter as we highlight some of these topics so that you don't have to commit an hour and a half to listening to rambling. You can just dial in. Okay, how do I do it? What do I do? What are some tips? You can come in, plug in, get inspired, and then take it back and implement it and see these changes in your home. So this is good for you, right? Think about what meal planning does. You're going to save time. You are going to save time. You're going to save money. Probably one of the biggest topics that we get asked about, money, budget, all that sort of aspect of home management. It is going to reduce your mealtime panic. I hate mealtime planning.
I hate it. Actually, it really, that makes me feel like a failure. Mealtime planning. Panic. It kind of, for me, and I don't know for our listeners, for me, it's almost incapacitating. I feel like a beetle on my back.
Yep.
Everything I know to do sort of goes out the window because like this feeling of, just takes over. Yeah.
That's exactly what it feels like, the beetle on your back. So we're going to put the work in up front to reduce that mealtime stress. And ultimately, that's going to land us in a better place, isn't it?
So, absolutely.
Thank you to Branch Basics for sponsoring today's episode on meal planning. We know it's important to plan meals and have a well-stocked pantry, and we'll get to all that. But it's also important to have a clean work environment as a homemaker. And Branch Basics has done some amazing things to make this not only cost-effective, but also incredibly clean for the homemaker.
Yeah. And while meal planning might not feel sexy, glass bottles with your cleaning products in them and saving money, not blowing $120 on Target supplies every time you want to clean your house, is a big deal. That's super sexy.
It is super sexy. we think it is, but we're homemakers.
We
so here's what Branch Basics has done. They have used plant and mineral-based ingredients to bring you what they call the concentrate. And this is a cleaner that's fragrance-free, preservative-free, not tested on animals, not GMO, so incredibly clean. You can look it up on one of your little how green is this product actually apps, and it'll show you this is incredibly clean. And you can use the concentrate for everything. You can use it to clean your laundry, to clean stains out of your carpet. You can use it to wash your dishes, clean off your stove, clean out your oven, mop your floors, dust your shelves, clean your glass. It's all about the concentration. So Branch Basics is going to give you bottles. You fill them up with a certain proportion of water and a certain proportion of soap, and you are completely set for months.
For months.
This concentrate goes on and on.
Yeah.
So you can visit links.branchbasics.com/homemakerchicpodcast. Make sure you use that link because that's good for 15% off all of their starter kits. So that's a nice discount.
It's fabulous. It's fabulous. And you're not going to regret it. I know it's spring. I know the sun is maybe shining. The tulips are coming up, depending on where you live. You're feeling that surge. This is the time.
This is the time. links.branchbasics.com/homemakerchicpodcast. Of course, you can find that link in the show notes as well. And use code Homemaker Chic for 15% off all those starter kits.
Brilliant.
Okay. I am so on this horse right now. I am very excited to talk about this project or this topic.
Subject.
Rather. It's kind of a project for me because we'll get into that. But okay. So let's first rev them up and help them understand why they even would want to meal plan. Like, what are the benefits of this? Ooh, not sure I need more caffeine, but I'm taking
it. I know, right? Me neither. Okay. Benefit number one. I mean, well, gosh, I don't know if we've got them by way of priority, but the cost effectiveness of meal planning and the simplicity of making your way even through the grocery store or through the Azure card or whatever it is that you're doing it makes everything dialed in. So it reduces impulsiveness. It helps you think about building out your meals, whether you're starting with a roast chicken and then you're making chicken noodle soup and then you're making chicken stock. And then from that chicken stock, you're making risotto. It helps you sort of like if you picture like a family tree, you know, you're branching out with your meals. And once you start putting that on paper, you know, a lot of us are visual. It's hard to do in your head as you're just pushing the shopping cart around. But you start planning your meals and you get these spin-offs. Oh, and then I could do this. And then I could do that. And then I could do this. And then you can look at, you know, pragmatically at this sheet of paper. And it almost gets fun. You can start doing the math. Oh, wait a minute. For me, I'm feeding a family of eight at, you know, $3 a person for that meal.
Yep.
You know, that's empowering.
That was one of my biggest points for meal planning is focused grocery shopping. Because have you ever gone to the grocery store without a meal plan and you're like, what do we need? You're like, I don't know, food. We just need food.
Right. You know, the big taboo is don't go hungry. I don't go without a list. Go hungry. That's inspiring. That keeps it fun. But hungry and no plan, that's a recipe.
Where you're
that
just
is a literal recipe for a disaster.
Yep. You're just grabbing things off the shelf and you're like, I think I need this. And then you don't actually have the ingredients that you might need to make the food that you want to make after all that money and after all that effort. So focused grocery shopping, I think one of the great benefits to which you mentioned is it reduces food waste.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how often do you buy a head of cauliflower and then 4 weeks later you find it in your fridge and you're like, oh, yeah.
I wanted to make gratin and I didn't. Yeah. Oops.
Oops. Yeah. You know, and then you end up throwing it away. We cannot afford to do that, especially in today's economy.
We can't.
Food's too expensive. It's too valuable.
I don't know quite where you want to go on this outline, but you've got something noted down here that I want to kind of start with, if we can.
Okay.
I know we started with the money aspect.
Okay.
But you have down, I love this, focus on eating the foods you say you want to eat. And I think what happens to moms and to homemakers, cooks, is when we hear the words meal planning, we think of like
casseroles
and church potluck food, and like, no offense, but in some ways, horrible food that we don't really want to eat. We think meal planning is connected with this sort of utilitarian Campbell's soup goop.
You said it. And that's so true. I think we talked about this last season, but one of my favorite meals to make for my family is homemade pad thai because it feels like takeout. Now, if I go get pad thai for my family, it's $160. I mean, restaurants here are out of this world, and there are six of them, and they eat like full grown humans. They don't eat like, you know, kids anymore, right?
Little foodies.
So I can go to the store though, and I can buy rice noodles, a few bell peppers. Maybe I have fresh cilantro in the garden. Maybe I don't, you know, just make sure I take out a chicken or get some chicken thighs. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can serve a gigantic serving of pad thai for probably $30.
Yeah.
And I like put all this stuff in it. Like, I like having food like that on hand.
Right.
I like being able to actually create some of these meals that we want to eat that feel really good.
Right. One of my family's favorite meals is Dan Dan.
I've never
oh my gosh, Shay.
You can make it for me when I come visit.
It's so good. But it's, well, the restaurant closed here, but when it was open, it was like a paper plate, you know, like a paper bowl, like if you, like I just got done using with the power outage, of that was the serving size, and it was like $13.95. Okay, so we're talking an exorbitant amount of money to treat my family to like an serving, right? And so again, last few months ago in meal planning, I thought, like, Angela, you're competent. Google Dan Dan, okay? And where I live, not all, it's very, you know, you need an Asian grocery store and the closest one is 2 hours away. But I started Googling substitutes, you know, so I make this sauce with peanut butter instead of whatever sesame they need me to do. And it tastes amazing. My family's happy. I make probably like $300 worth of it, just like a pile.
Right.
And everyone's happy and nobody feels like the meal planning is like this lame punishment. Meal planning is not a lame punishment, friends. Meal planning is like freedom.
It absolutely is. And, you know, as we're focusing on like revving this up, listen, you get to customize meal planning to your family's habits.
Yeah.
And tastes.
Palates. Yeah.
And palate. Absolutely. Exactly. So if you eat gluten-free, great. You're not having to hunt down gluten-free restaurants. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're not having to look at the meal and being like, okay, well, I can make pasta for these kids and I got to make this for this kid. So you get to customize it. And I think that's really important, and it's going to actually encourage you as you keep going. So let's get into the actual logistics of meal planning. This, my friends, is where you get to be hyper personal. Not only are you going to focus on your budget, right, which we talked about, focusing on actually eating the foods you want to eat, customizing it to your family's needs, but like, what works best for you? Does it work best for you to get up in the morning and say, hey, I guess I'll meal plan for the day, and here are the three things, and I'm going to go to the market and get these three. I don't know where you are in your life. That sounds very posh and lovely to me.
Sounds fabulous.
Or do you do it weekly? Do you go to the grocery store weekly? And so you kind of need to have an idea of what this next 7 days of breakfast, lunch, and dinner look like. Or monthly.
Or if you're like me, monthly.
Right. Where you do your one big trip to the grocery store, you do your huge Azure order, whatever that looks like. Mm-hmm. So you need to look at your actual situation, say, okay, what's our budget? When are paydays? What's our calendar like? What days am I going to go to the grocery store? And that's just going to be hyper personal.
Right, right. And also when you're meal planning, there's not this sort of Mother Hubbard feeling. You know, you don't like use all the good stuff at the beginning. And then on day 27, in my case, you're like, oh, well, lame. Let's get carry out. You can keep the exciting meals, you know, interspersed.
Absolutely.
With the more simple meals.
And I think logistically, that's actually a great point to get to is like, do you like familiar meals, simple meals, fun meals? You know, for some people, they might have the time and the capacity to only do fun meals, which again, that sounds very lovely. I think for most homemakers, it does need to be tempered a little bit. So I typically do a few recipes that I get very excited about doing, something that ex thrilling and a different flavor profile. And then maybe Thursday night, we throw down a really nice quiche with a side salad, right? It's something that's a little bit more familiar. I can do it without quite as much effort. And so, kind of for us, it's balancing those familiar, don't need a recipe, fly by the seat of your pants. What are we working with? And then incorporating these new fun meals. But
And according to your schedule too. So, soccer, piano lesson, jujitsu night, that is instant pot
that's
afternoon.
Instant Pot. That's
You
exactly
know?
what
Yeah.
it is. Listen, I've long since eaten my words on the Instant Pot, okay? It is a fabulous tool that I am so thankful to have in my arsenal. And every time I use it, I think, how much would Ma Ingalls give to have an Instant Pot? She would have probably been like, cut off my right leg. You can have it. Just give me that
Just
stupid
give me
pot.
the pot. Give me the pressure.
Well, and we had that sit down, speaking of unsexy things, one of those conversations as a married couple where it's time to reassess. We have to do this probably 4 times a year. How's the budget, honey? How are we? What's working? What's not working? What do we need to shift? What do we need to tweak? Look, there are rising costs in a lot of different categories. And so what your grocery budget is going to really impact what kind of menu you're going to build out for meal planning. It has to. And like you said, it does not that meal planning has to be boring or utilitarian, but look, we're homemakers. This is the art of homemaking. And part of that art is, okay, we're having roast chicken and rice on Wednesday. The chicken carcasses get put in the Instant Pot, made into broth, and we're having risotto on Thursday.
Amen and hallelujah. Yeah, I mean, every homemaker needs an easy button. And I think it's really easy to hear the words meal planning and think, I use a spreadsheet, but like not everybody does. But just think like insert the scary organ music. I can't think that far ahead. I'm too spontaneous. I don't really have a grocery budget. I fly by the seat of my, it's okay to change.
It's okay to change. So as we get through the logistics, I think another great question to ask yourself is, do you like food prep? Do you like batch cooking? Do you like things in the freezer? Do you like your Instant Pot ingredients measured out and in Ziploc bags and the refrigerator? Right? Like, I personally don't like any of those things. I like to have a clean kitchen and go in and do all the work for that meal. I delight in cooking. Obviously, that's what I do for work. So for me, that's very fun, and it's a lot less fun to have to commit hours and hours of my week to something like prepping all my food. But there are a lot of women who have to do that.
And that's what works for them. Whether it's getting all your veggies chopped for the week and then just reach in and grab so you can make your meals. I think, yeah, looking at what sort of time do I have on certain days. And on my food planning, I have like what needs to be done even the night before. Start bread, thaw meat, da 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 da.
Yep, absolutely. So I am going to plug y'all. If you want to head over to shay.substack.com, I do create bi month. What's the word for if you do it twice a month? Bi-monthly? No, that's every other month.
Twice, just say twice
Twice a month.
monthly.
Okay, twice a month, I create menus for breakfast, for lunch, for dinner. And then I link those to old blog posts or recipes that are listed online or old YouTube videos. So I do create, and this is what I actually use. It looks like this, so you can print it out for those of you who can see the video. But this is a great way to do it. And I write notes in there. Start your sourdough focaccia for tomorrow. Soak your bagels for the night before. Soak your beans for burrito night. Like, because there are these little steps that logistically you have to work through.
Yeah, I think what you do is an excellent resource because it is easy to start feeling some mundacity for things to start feeling mundane in the kitchen. And so if when we said focus on eating the foods you really want to eat, and you're thinking like, I'm sick of food. It's like your hair. Like, how many different haircuts can I have? Right? How many different, I'm sick of food. There's no new recipes. Yep. Like, Shay is here to help. So
on that note, let's take a quick break and say thank you to the sponsors who keep Homemaker Chic coming to you. First, I want to talk about sexy and simple, luxurious natural skincare. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Tubes & Co. If you think that natural skincare has to come at the cost of results, we invite you to visit tubesandco.com and use their incredible skincare. You can use code HMC10 for 10% off. So Emily Tubes, we've had her on the podcast before. She's fantastic. She began this family-run company because she believes that skincare products that nourish and restore can come from simple and wholesome ingredients. That means ingredients like cold-pressed olive oil, organic grass-fed tallow. She formulates the skincare with real ingredients without the use of any synthetic chemicals, toxins, fillers, artificial colors, or fragrances. Their products are made in the USA, and all of the ingredients are sustainable and fair trade with transparent and ethical sourcing. Most importantly, they work. So, right, without any disrupting toxins, you can have beautiful skincare. Tubesandco.com, code HMC10 for 10% off. And while you're there, it's not just skincare. Emily has created an incredible makeup line that's without preservatives or any chemicals. Again, use code HMC on makeup too. It works for that as well. So you can check out their liquid foundation, concealers, mineral powders, really powders, beautiful blushes,
diffusing, light, yes, diffusing mineral powders.
Yes, and bronzers, creamy cheek tints, luminizers, all that kind of stuff. So each piece of makeup that you shop, whether it's the long lash mascara, eyeshadow, or eyebrow pencils, you can view all of the ingredients right there, super transparent and wonderfully clean. Tubesandco.com and use code HMC10 for 10% off.
Wonderful. I also want you to think about this. Is it time for a refresh this spring? Shay and I, our beds are draped in American Blossom linens, and here's why, friends. These are crisp, percale-like sheets that they have been making for five-star hotels for over 125 years. Who doesn't want a five-star bedroom? They get softer with every washing. Mine are so comfortable and cozy now. They are completely made in the United States. From the cotton to the spinning, weaving, sewing, and even the gorgeous box that arrives right on your doorstep. Getting that box is a joy. I love it. There are no shipping charges, and it's so beautifully wrapped. They send you Georgia peach tea with your sheets so you can dress your bed that day, sip your tea, and sleep in peace. These sheets are going to make you happy. In fact, they have a 2-year happiness guarantee. Their sizing is generous, so no more creeping fitted sheets. And you get 4 pillowcases instead of 2 with every king and queen set. We are going to treat you to 20% off with this code SPRINGCHIC20. SPRINGCHIC20.
That's huge.
It's 20%. Huge. So get Georgia peach tea, a beautifully racked box, extra pillowcases, 5-star quality hotel linens. What are you waiting for? We invite you to dress your bed in American Blossom Linens. So visit AmericanBlossomLinens.com or the Sheets button on the Homemaker Chic Instagram page and use that code SPRINGCHIC20 for 20% off.
Love that. I want to dive right now into meal ideas that are right on top of your head. Like, when you just sit down, right, there's no pomp and circumstance. I'm not talking about you're filming a YouTube video where you're making a cauliflower gratin or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Right, right, right.
Like, if Angela just needs to make dinner, I think it's a great idea for homemakers to have, you know, maybe 10 recipes.
Basics.
10 go-to.
Family favorites.
They're going to make everybody happy. You can throw them together without much thought. What are those meals for you? When you sit down to meal plan, you're like, this is absolutely going to be on it. No question.
Okay. You know, they're family favorites. Maybe they're going to sound boring. Dan Dan is for sure a new family favorite. It's happening.
Okay.
Because it goes so far and it has so much flavor and it's just like eating out. We love hamburgers. So we make homemade buns. I get the crinkle fries from Azer. Easy peasy. and we do it all the different mustards, purple onion, pickles. Like we want it to feel like we went out for burgers. I butter the buns and put parsley on them, grill the buns so they get a little crispy. That's a go-to meal. We Taco Tuesday, but mm-hmm. it's Taco Fridays here. And I make enough so that I don't have to make lunch. I don't have to hardly do any cooking on Saturday. So I do let my kids have organic cereal for Saturday morning cartoons. And then they pick at the taco leftovers for lunch and afternoon. And then we do something fun Saturday night. That's sort of my give mom a break. Just let mm-hmm. me have a break, you know. We do this is a Jamie Oliver meal. It's like a tuna pasta. Mm-hmm. So it's red pepper, cinnamon, basil, crushed tomatoes, tuna. That's a real staple here. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. What was that? Five off the top of my head? Mm-hmm.
So okay. when I'm creating my
roast chicken, you know, like I said, the roast chicken, chicken and dumplings
list.
And then the risotto. Yeah.
Yeah. When I make my lists, and I've gotten quite a few emails about this because it goes out to a lot of people, but it's mm-hmm. like one of our staples that we do is what we call it Thai soup. So it's just coconut milk. You literally just like dump the coconut milk into one of your big Dutch ovens mm-hmm. and then you add in ginger and garlic and shallot and just sliced chicken and it all just kind of slowly poaches. You heat mm-hmm. it up. You eat it. It's just delicious.
Do you curry in that?
No, you add in a little bit of turmeric.
Okay.
And some chili flakes and fish mm-hmm. sauce, which kind of gives, I say, mm-hmm. puts a little stank on it, right? Mm-hmm. But you serve it over rice with cilantro and roasted peanuts or cashews. It's just so simple. I mean, you could mm-hmm. literally make it in 10 minutes, and I make a huge pot of it so that it can carry over to lunch the next day. And so when I'm doing my meal planning, I will write myself notes. Make extra for lunch tomorrow. Make mm-hmm. extra. You're going to roast chickens. Instead of roasting two, you're going to roast three. And one and a half of them, you're going to shred up and turn into chicken salad for lunches for the rest of the week, right? Yes. Like you're anticipating these needs that your mm-hmm. family has and anticipating where you're going to go with it. For us, the Thai soup is a big one. We do beef. We call them beef bowls, like ground beef. Oh, no, I forgot to take meat out of the freezer. Mm-hmm. With maple syrup and soy sauce and ginger and garlic, right? Like a Korean beef kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And then you can flush that out with any number of veg that you have. Tacos, of course.
Yeah.
Come on, what am I?
Pot roast, and then from the pot roast, I'm saving the scraps, making minestrone, you know.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. So if you don't have that list, homemakers, that's a great place to start. What are 10 things I know are going to make people happy that we can throw down with? Maybe we can make big batches to cover lunches the next day, right? Again, this is personal. You're going to have to find a way that makes this work for you. All right, so we've covered logistics. We've covered the benefits. We've covered meal ideas, personalizing it, building it out. But let's talk about how this can make things a bit easier. Like what can make meal planning easier for the homemaker? Mm-hmm. The first thing that comes to my mind is to like wash and put away your dishes after every meal. Like if the homemaker can go in, have a meal plan.
Clean palette.
She has the groceries. She's bought those. She stayed in budget, right? Because she meal planned and she knew what the budget was. Now, in terms of just execution.
Yeah.
It's a clean kitchen. It's a clean kitchen. And it's so hard. It's a fleeting, it's a vapor, okay?
Oh, yeah, it's let go of thinking it's going to stay that way. That is not the goal.
Right.
The goal is to be ready for the next meal.
The goal is to be ready for the next meal. Yeah. Literally take it one meal at a time. I was also thinking, do you remember ages ago when we talked about keeping our root cellars clean? And when I couldn't devote half a Saturday to keeping the root cellar clean. So instead, what I try to do is every time I go down to my walk-in fridge, I try to do three or five things. Oh, the butter got knocked off. Put the butter back on, consolidate the apples into one bin, grab the garbage off the floor. I'm just doing three small things, but every time you do that, all of a sudden, it's just kept nice. Obviously, not everyone has a walk-in fridge, but even if you just open your fridge, you guys, okay, a kid put the mustard back in the wrong spot. The bin of strawberries is empty. Oh, let me take that out. Those sorts of small habits, I think, can make a huge difference in how the homemaker feels with food.
Yeah, if you have room, leave a roll of paper towel and a bottle of Ranch Basics in there so that you can squirt, squirt, wipe down if somebody left ketchup goobers everywhere or something, you know?
Yep.
Stay ahead of it.
Yep. And then I think the other thing that we tend to do, which is really self-destructive, is we'll meal plan. We've bought the groceries. We're prepared to go. The kitchen's clean.
Okay.
And our calendar has given us no time to actually make the food.
It's so true. Like, this actually takes time. I know what we observe culturally is that it doesn't take time. You see meals on Instagram. You see those overhead shots of, like, dumping everything, throwing it in the oven. Like, it all takes time.
Mm-hmm.
I really came to terms with that even myself last year on certain nights. Get started for me. This is, like you said, it's very personal. These are the nights you need to get started at 3:30. You're not going to start making risotto at 5:15 and have a happy family, you know?
Right. Yeah. You can't work out from 4:30 to 5:15 and then have to take someone to dance at 6. And you're supposed to make and execute a meal in 45 minutes.
Yeah, make it, happen. You know, you do, most of us have some sort of a schedule. We know when we're going to work. We know how long it takes to get home. We know how long it takes to run the kids to piano lessons. So put that in your schedule.
Absolutely.
But the time it takes, now that you know what you're going to make on any given day of the week, now allot the proper time.
Absolutely.
You're going to have days that are going to be more flexible. Okay, I can switch Thursday's meal to Tuesday because I'm more in the mood for Thursday's meal tonight. But on some nights, you're going to have to be more strict because of the family schedule.
Mm-hmm. And I think all that ties, and I guess to wrap this all up for our meal planning listeners, is to first off, know your efforts matter. Okay?
Yes.
I know you feel like it doesn't matter. I know you feel like no one cares. They do. They do. Okay?
Right.
And then because you're in there and you're doing this work anyway, and you have to do this work anyway, make it pleasant. Light a nice candle. Put on some good music. Put on a clean apron. You know, I like to set all my ingredients out and make them look beautiful before I start making dinner. It's just a weird thing I like to do.
It's not. It's mise en place. It's a French technique. Everything out.
Yeah.
Get it in front of you so you're not making 42 trips back and forth to the refrigerator.
Yep.
Get it all out.
It's inspiring.
Every tool you need.
Yeah. Yep. It's inspiring. So again, that's going to be specific to you, but find ways to make it pleasant because food's not going anywhere. We got to eat. We got to feed the people. So let's do it well. Let's do it with style, with grace. Let's do it with an art form.
Right. As homemakers. Not a reaction. Not a reaction.
Yeah. Absolutely. So
make it an action, not a reaction.
Share with us over on Instagram if you found this helpful. Of course, you can share this episode with your favorite friend or your sister, someone who might benefit from some of the content within this episode. We'd love to hear what meal planning looks like for you. Over on Instagram, you can follow us there at Homemaker Chic Podcast, and we will be back with you next Monday.
Brilliant.
Cheers.
Cheers.